Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomena of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today I'm going to talk about the mind, actually the intuitive mind and the higher self, and also the left brain or the conscious mind. So it should be a very interesting show for you, those of you that have a mind. Do you remember when you had a mind? That's the question. And welcome to the two-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on otherwise as far as the world is concerned. And frankly, I think a lot of us have problems in our lives because we go in circles with ourselves, or we go in circles with regular people in our lives, or we go in circles with everybody. And funny thing about me and this show is that I don't use my brain. I know that sounds weird, but on the way here, I was thinking about the wonder and the excitement of the Astrology Hour and actually how it comes about. Do you know that when I think about the conception of a topic for the day, I actually take a step outside of my head or outside of the area where my brain is located. It's like I reach beyond in order to get the topic. It's so funny. So oftentimes, and you know what? This show is so much for me as much as it is for you, because you better believe when I do a show, whatever the topic is, not only does the overmind select it, but it's usually something that Farley needs to hear too, right? And I do find myself, whenever I'm in trouble, the question is, okay, you're thinking, Farley, right? Yes. Where are you thinking? What is the location of the thought? It's right in the middle of my head. Is that where your headache is too? As a matter of fact, it is. So oftentimes, we do find ourselves, and especially those of you that focus with Gemini Force, and in today's topic, we are going to compare and combine. Actually, we're going to take a look at the difference between the Gemini Force, which is the conscious mind thinking, or the brain, and the Pisces Force, which is the intuitive and the higher mind thinking, or what is beyond the brain, or beyond the mind. So, or what we call right brain thinking. You know, a lot of people think it's the right brain, but it's not really the right brain. The right brain is the area of the brain that is used as antenna, or transmitter, what we use to reach out with. You know, when I imagine myself with a hand literally coming out of my right side of my brain, and reaching just in front of me usually, it's like 2 or 3 feet, then that's where the topics are poured in. You know, it's funny, I was in the car with a friend of mine on the way here, and we were talking about the brain and how people go in circles, and then all of a sudden, I reached forward and I pulled this topic out, and I thought, that's very curious. I'm finding out something here that I never was really aware of, that I am too conscious. I am too much into my conscious mind, my conscious thoughts, and I'm too centered inside of my brain and focus on my left brain. We get in trouble. I'll tell you something. If you've ever known a person, or if you've ever been in a position where you either feel like a know-it-all, or someone you know thinks they're a know-it-all, or someone you know or yourself is in a dogmatic thinking, in other words, where somehow, some way, they formed a bottom line, or they think they know the answer, or you've ever gone into circles with people because for some reason they keep coming out with the same stimulus, the same catalyst, the same discussion, the same subject, and they won't change that or shift their opinion or their attitude on it, and they keep going round and round and round with you. And meanwhile, they're in their conscious mind, left brain, and you're in your conscious mind, left brain, and nothing is going to get solved. Now, that is the true definition of the Gemini Force. Because specifically, when we talk about the brain and the mind and psychology and communication and ideas and thoughts and creative forces and stuff like that, and when we focus on the brain and inside the brain, inside our bodies, we are typically being totally conscious mind people, or in our logical, what appears to be the logical part of ourselves. Well, you know, I've developed a lot of alternative theory as far as thought patterns and brain development or mind development, and that is by going beyond the brain or by stepping outside of it. Now, this is an interesting topic for me because, you know what? I think some of the reason why, if I do have problems in relationships, okay, which no one knows, of course, But if I did have problems with my family or in my career or with everyday occurrences, I would have to say that thinking about it on the way here and after getting out of the car and walking into the control room, I realized that I am too much focused into my logical mind. And if you get upset, and if you don't calm yourself, like yesterday I talked to a former ex-friend of mine who, last time I saw him, we were both excited and yelling at each other, and after a year and a half later, he didn't change. He was still excited and yelling at me. And if somebody is excited and yelling at you, or trying to dictate to you, you better believe that they're not channeling. They're not into their intuitive, right brain, higher self. What they are is focused in the computer bank in the middle of their head, in their brains, and they are using their memories and the data that they've absorbed in this lifetime, which might not also be positive energy, see? Oftentimes, the energy that we refer to in our brains and from the data we've received, much of which is either brainwashed or conditioned to us by either society, our families, friends, schools, whatever, oftentimes the information that we pull from in the logical mind or in the conscious mind, in the left brain thinking or the intellectual mind, right, is stuff that we are absorbing on our everyday life in this lifetime, in this dimension, during this life cycle. But the whole point of today's topic is if you become aware of, first of all, the existence of the right and left brain thinking, and the right brain being more intuitive, more higher self, more channeling, more psychic, more spiritual, and the left brain being more conscious, more intellectual, and more pulling from data in the current life cycle, right? Then you gotta believe that the right brain thinking are the ability to reach beyond your head, beyond your brain, into the ether, into the higher self, into the intuitive mind, that you are pulling from a source that goes beyond this lifetime, beyond the limitations of this lifetime, and into a realm of open-mindedness that is actually void of dogma and stubborn thinking. You are pulling and attaching yourself to a part of yourself that will give you a break, and will also give you an idea or a help or a hint or a tip that can allow you to get through a certain life situation with less difficulty, with more flow, and with optimum happiness. And so I'm not really saying that Gemini factor in the mind is bad. Not at all. In fact, without Gemini factor, we would have no use of our left brain at all, and we wouldn't be able to function. We wouldn't have any responses at all. We wouldn't be able to think or eat or dress or write or type or any of that stuff. See, so the Gemini factor is absolutely essential in communion with and in correlation with the right brain function, the antenna function, which reaches out into the higher realms of thought and thinking, into our soul's pattern, into our soul's banks, see, the reincarnational banks, that oftentimes I say to myself, especially now, right, Farley, maybe when you're dealing with relationships and career and when you're involved in emotional problems, the thing to do is to calm and center yourself and reach out then. Why is it that Farley Malaris will only reach out for a topic right before I go on the air? When I get off the air, a lot of people say, Farley, you don't seem like the same kind of person on the radio. It's true. I go into a different type of preparation in the morning. I usually fast on water or on juice, and I usually don't eat any solid foods. And I usually get into a real major calm, centered state in the car so I can reach out while I'm driving in kind of what I call an auto meditation, which I don't suggest you try unless you know what you're doing, where I'm able to be in control of my conscious mind and drive the car, but still reach forward for a topic and allow it to be poured into me from that part of myself, just exactly as this topic is being poured in and channeled out. Because if you were with me in the car, you would be aware that I did absolutely nothing to prepare for this topic today, which is pretty much the same as what I do with most of the topics. They're just kind of something that is sent forth. Well, I think that before I go out on a date, or maybe before I get ready to be with somebody special or a friend or somebody in my family, that I should actually go through this similar preparation. Ground myself, center myself, calm myself, and also reach out with my right brain, with that antenna to my intuitive mind and my higher self, and use that function in my everyday life, not just when I'm on the radio or when I meditate or when I'm alone. So I think the problem that many of us have is that we ride around and walk around with this sack of garbage that is harbored in the left brain, in the conscious mind, in the intelligent mind, that is so hostile, it is so violent, negative, and just not proper, not beneficial, not healthy for our lifestyles, garbage that people have poured into our minds, and we as vulnerable, sometimes gullible, even naive people that love and respect the teachers that we've known, the parents that we've lived with, the relatives, friends, the brothers and sisters that we've dealt with, we tend to take a lot of this information as gospel. A lot of people walk around in society with these books, no matter what they are, and they say, this is the word over here. No, this is the word over here. You're raised in sometimes certain religious situations or whatever, philosophical situations, and if people tell you that it is a particular word or the particular truth, then you get put in a particular situation that can be rather uncomfortable in case one day in your life you find out, if you ever get in a position in your life where you find out that the truth is not as the word dictated, that in fact it's a lie, and that there is now finally further truth, what are you supposed to do with that mindset in your left brain that's been anchored there through years of acceptance? You see my point? You know, you go through this stuff when you're searching, when you're seeking, and when you're dealing with input data to your mind as a child and also as an adult, and you know, sometimes you have to go through an awesome psychological and spiritual process to dump these mindsets in the left brain, in the conscious mind, in the intellectual mind that have control of us, that hold us as slaves, and that hold us down. And oftentimes, if not all the time, whenever we are our most upset, whenever we are our most obsessed, whenever we are our most selfish, whenever we get into a position where we want, we need, we lust, you are totally being the logical mind. You are not reaching at all into the higher self, because the higher self would say, forget it, Farley. It doesn't matter. You're a spirit, and that's all you ever were, and that's all you'll ever be. So why let third-dimensional life get to you? It's bull. It's a bunch of baloney. You're worrying too much about this. So I feel it's very important for me to deliver this philosophy to you on today's show, and to let you know that I believe that this philosophy exists, although the foundation to the Astrology Hour is never forming any bottom lines, never closing your mind or developing fanaticism, but keeping your mind open to possibilities, to potentials, and to situations that could open your mind up to understanding further truth, more than truth, beyond the truth of what you already know. And frankly, I don't like to be a type of person like I was when a child, where people will teach me and say, well, Farley, 1 + 3 = 4. When I get older, I might find that 1 + 3 = 6. I'm going to believe what they taught me, but I'm not going to allow it to inhibit my personal progress, my growth, or my happiness. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do? If you find yourself being controlled by your Gemini factor, and you find yourself irritable or anxious or upset, or not balanced psychologically, being stricken by anxiety, well, part of the meditation process is learning how to reach beyond into your aura and beyond your aura and think out there. It's a very simple procedure. If you're conscious of your eyes and your ears and what's behind your ears and what's behind your eyes and between your ears, then you'll be aware that most of your thinking goes on right behind your eyes. But what I do when I go into my right brain, and this works for me, it might work for you, maybe it won't, or when I meditate, is I take that thought process out of my head. And whether I have my eyes open or closed, where I am thinking is not inside my head behind my eyes, it is in front of my head, on top of my head, right beyond the brow and the crown aura of the chakras from my forehead and the top of my head. And that's how I pull, information that really help me understand the issues, metaphysical, spiritual, and philosophical, that I present to you on the Astrology Hour. And that's why when I present these issues on the Astrology Hour, I do it with a certain feeling of safety and stability, that I'm not trying to pour information down your brains, down your intellectual mind, although a lot of you are right brain when you listen to the show. You don't realize it, but the tone of my voice and the way I present the material allows you to go beyond your logical mind into your intuitive mind and the higher self, and that's why many of you do receive the show and understand it a lot more efficient and a lot more quality level than the rest of you that are still locked in your logical mind when the show's on. as we're talking about the intuitive mind and the higher self in today's topic. Okay, and now also, the focus of this topic, which is so important, and the reason why I come to grips or to understanding our clarity about a lot of things in life is through astrological investigation. See, like, a lot of us go through these transits. Like, right now, you gotta understand, Mercury exactly square Pluto, Saturn, Neptune exactly conjunct at 11 Capricorn, Jupiter and Mars both getting ready to go into Gemini. We are getting ready to go into a major phase of left brain, intellectual mind thinking, not only on this planet, but inside yourself, inside the individual, because the Gemini transits are upon us. Before you know it, and within a week, Mars will go into Gemini, and Jupiter will soon follow. See? So the Gemini factor is going to be prevalent, especially for the next 6 months. The Sun and Mercury and Venus will also join Mars and Jupiter and Gemini, and not only will many of us be swamped with details, but so will world leaders. And a lot of things concerning the world economy and the stock market and the banking system in this country, which I feel is totally antiquated, and I feel is subject to a drastic, maybe even a shock change, which I don't like to talk about, because it frightens me to think that if tomorrow 50% of us went to the bank and took our money out, that the American economy could collapse overnight, that the fact that we trust the American system and the American economy, that it's still there. But what happens during left brain thinking, during conscious mind intellectual thinking? You turn on your TV set, you turn on the news, you find out these banks are failing, you find out these savings and loans are failing, and you start to see that maybe you have money, even if it's in a savings and loan, you don't feel secure with it. So you decide in the morning, along with 50 million other people, you're going to run to the bank and clear your account. Well, does that sound like reaching out beyond your brain for some help to support your finances and your financial state? It's almost like a pyramid. It's almost like, I better get my money out before there is none. Maybe the United States government won't print enough money to take care of me because someone said the FSLIC, the Federal Savings Loan Insurance Corporation, has already been bankrupted by what's going on with the savings and loans already. So this Gemini state that's affecting the planet for the next 6 months can be very heavy, because instead of being our higher selves and new age and psychic and spiritual and Piscean in nature, we are going to plug into the Gemini frame. Now, if you know any Geminis that get in touch with being too much conscious and too intellectual and too wrapped up with the thinking, where they're so wrapped up that they can't even make a choice, where they're just confused. Well, if they went into their right brain, the antenna, and they reached forward and grabbed some of that intuitive mind, higher self stuff, they'd make the choice in a second, because they'd go with more like a gut or an intuitive feeling instead of staying inside their head. See what I mean? So the key to surviving this transit, if you want guidance, and the reason why a lot of us seek guidance is because we're so locked into our minds, when we go to sleep at night, we can't shut it off. You know what I do when I go to sleep at night? I step outside of my head. And I reach out, you know, I automatically reach outside of my head, and I put my thoughts beyond my body. And before you know it, my astral body's out. It slithers out, right? Like a snake. No, I'm just kidding. It jumps out, and next thing I know, it's morning, or dream state time, or whatever. And so I find myself using this procedure of going from my left brain thinking, which is conscious mind, logical mind, data banks, which are filled with negativity from my childhood and my adulthood, right? To my right brain thinking, which is the antenna to the intuitive mind and the higher self, and that Mars-Neptune in Libra in the 12th house I have, which is like Mars-Neptune in Pisces, which allows me to use my power, which is a power of psychic gift, psychic behavior, intuitive behavior, knowing what there is to know, what you need to know. And everybody has it. Now, I want to say something, and I want to make this clear, because I don't want anyone to be upset. If you do have a lot of planets in the third house, or in Gemini, or if you do have an afflicted Mercury, then you may tend to be more of a left-brain, conscious mind, logical type person. Like my dad. My dad has Venus in Gemini, my mom has Moon in Gemini, so they have always come from an area of common sense, which is total left-brain philosophy. But If you have planets in water, in Pisces, Scorpio, or Cancer, with emphasis on Pisces, or if you have a nice Neptune with trines to it, or you have planets in the 12th house that are decently aspected, then you are gifted with the ability to be more right brain or more intuitive easier. Because some of us have a karma with this philosophy. I want you to know that. It's not an accident that you're trapped in this brain called your computer, right? And for some of you, it's also not an accident that you're not caught in your brain, that in fact you're totally free of it, that you're totally right brain thinkers. It's because you have more of a gift or more of an ease of the Piscean factor. And I want to tell you something. You earn this ability, no matter what your chart is, when you start reaching out and caring for people and making choices that are more selfless and more compassion and less obsessed, then your right brain automatically opens up. When you take up things like meditation and astrology and metaphysics and spiritual awareness and open-minded thinking, then you are plugging in to the key that opens your right brain and allows your intuitive mind and your higher self to assist you and flow through you. And it's a fact. I've proven it for myself. Now, I'm not trying to tell you what's true for you, but this is true for me. It's a fact for Farley. See, once again, we establish truth, but we search for further truth. Maybe another fact as life goes on. Heavy topic, huh? Well, I want to thank Carol Weiss for inspiring the topic. You know what I realized when I did this show today? This show for me was super. I really love this topic because I realize I'm outside of my brain every day when I do this show. Not only do I reach for the topic before I get here, but I'm not inside. You know, whenever I do come inside in between these headphones, then it's not quite as clear. The clarity isn't there as it is when I'm just beyond. For some reason, it's right in front of me to the right there, about 2.5 feet is where it seems to come right in to me. So this topic is really self-revealing, but I love it. So I hope you enjoyed it and understand how I work. If you do, then congratulations. I hope you work similar because I'm a pretty happy guy. You know, I got a letter from a lady who wasn't happy the way I handled that homeless girl who called the other day. And frankly, the one thing about the Astrology Hour is I don't perform as many miracles on the air as I'd like to. But one thing I can't handle is being interrupted constantly by someone over and over again when I'm trying to explain something about their lives. It's just the way I am. And frankly, when you try to give somebody something to help them, they're either going to be willing to receive it or they're going to shut you down and they're not going to receive it. And in my life, I've learned that if people are going to interrupt you and they're not going to receive what you want to say, you're not going to make any communication with them anyway. Some of my closest relatives are like that. You know what I do? I either shut up or I walk away. If somebody calls me on my show and they're like that, where they interrupt and they won't let me say anything, I don't care who they are and I don't care how homeless they are or how down and out they are. If they're not willing to receive, then how can anyone give them? You know, that was a judgment call on my part. I'm sitting here, I'm hosting, producing, and directing the show. I'm also running the board. And if I get a call that's so uncomfortable for me that I feel it's going to throw me out of my right brain and back into my logical mind, which is painful for me to be in when I do this show, then I just disconnect. And that's what I did. And you know what? Disconnecting for me in life sometimes works. So I'm sorry if I offended some of you, but I'm only willing to help those people in life that want to be helped. And that's always the way I'll be. I won't argue or debate with people on philosophies and on knowledge. I won't argue and debate or try to force things down people's throats. But if they can't, if they're not ready to listen, if they're not willing to receive, then I'll be darned if I'm going to give. I just can't give to people unless they're willing to receive. So that's just the way I am. So I'm sorry if I offended anybody, and if that homeless girl happens to be interested in this show enough to listen to it every day, which I kind of doubt, but maybe she is listening, I'm sorry. Okay, and next time you call, maybe you should be patient and check it out. Maybe you'll hear something you need to hear.